You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of Andy Catlett, Early Travels, a novel by Wendell Berry. This book is read by Paul Michael. This book is 140 pages long. This recording was produced in 2008 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Hovel Audio. This edition, issued by contractual arrangement with Shoemaker and Hoard, originally published by Shoemaker and Hoard in English as Andy Catlett, Early Travels, a novel, copyright 2006 by Wendell Berry, all rights reserved. Please visit www.christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. To the grandchildren, mine and everybody's. Part 1. It was still way in the night, as it seemed to me, when my father woke me by gently shaking my shoulder with his hand. I said aloud, "No, wait," in a dream I was having. And then, "What?" "Get up, honey. I've about got your breakfast ready." Ordinarily, the news that my father was cooking my breakfast would have made me cover my head. He cooked with what I thought an unseemly haste and show of force, like a man putting out a fire. You wouldn't have been surprised to see him lean over and blow on the coils of our then fairly new electric stove. But he was in one of his finer moods, as I could tell by the touch of his hand, and I promptly remembered that this was the day of my trip to Port William. "Be quiet now. The others are still asleep," he said.